help me. It's the help you never even knew you needed. It's Mikey's Random Advice.
Little Mikey.
Oh, I feel like this is a return party.
It's a little homecoming for everybody. Yeah. We're all back from our week off. How was your holiday? Oh,
so good.
It was good.
Hit up Fraser.
Oh, nice. Oh,
it's just incredible.
You and Lockie. Our email this evening comes from Maeve. Dear Mikey, I caught my 16-year-old son drunk on the holidays.
Ooh, dear.
It turns out he'd been given quite a bit to drink by some older kids. He was sick for days with a hangover. My husband reckons that was punishment enough, but I'm not sure. Should I punish him further, Maeve? The hangover's a good start on the punishment.
Yeah, definitely it's a good start.
He would have been 16, sick as a dog.
Not around mum and dad. I think it's an experience for him.
Mm.
But kids, don't do that. Like, if you want to, you know, 16, you kind of have a sip of mum and dad's beer. I would think most parents probably do that.
There are probably a lot of parents who are doing that, potentially, but it's in a controlled environment.
Absolutely.
They're not out with their friends being yahoos. Yeah, you might have, you know, a sip of beer or a sip of a glass of wine or something when you're 16 or 17, maybe at home with mum and dad.
Correct.
This is different, though.
We all do stupid things. 16, not around mum and dad. Drunk, I think it's punishment, but now it's time for the talking.
Yeah, okay, so you reckon as far as punishment goes, you agree with Dad, the hangover was punishment enough?
I think
she
so.
She said here he was sick for days.
Yeah, and I think...
I've had a couple of those. They're not great.
I think that's the punishment, but now it's Mum and Dad, get the son, and go, okay. Right.
This is what you did wrong.
Yep. Mm. If you want to have a drink, you need to do it in a controlled environment in front of mum and dad. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying do that. You've got to have some respect.
That's the pairing of decision that Maeve and her husband have got to make.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, I say I'd punishing further? No.
He's been punished.
Yeah.
And I reckon food probably still isn't tasting right.
No. Good greasy bacon and egg
burger. We've all had those ones where you worry if you've actually maybe killed your taste buds.
Mm.
So I think you're right. Yeah. Punishment, I think as far as punishment goes, the hangover might have done it.
Yes.
But I think you make it very clear if it happens again,
yes,
we're going to have a real problem.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes things do go wrong, don't they?
Like oath.
You know, create a bit of damage at somebody's house. Yeah. Or
kids get in cars,
yep.
Do all kinds of silly things.
Yeah, it's not smart. Yeah.
No, so I think, I think I agree with you. The punishment so far, the hangover might be enough, but now you're going to have an honest and frank conversation with your son and go, right, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
These are the new ground rules. But again, remind him, if we go again, there will be... There'll be serious consequences.
And the other thing, too, I'd even question, and I don't know whether the 16-year-old son can even remember or anything, I didn't know how bad he was, but he may have not known, like, if he's had one or two, obviously not a drinker, it might affect him a bit more, then he's off his chops, and then, you know, old Billy over in the corner there's dishing out more.
Yeah, I'd probably, you're right. I'd like to know who these older kids were who were dishing it out.
Yeah, I think there needs to be more from the parents' side to investigate that, but as far as a family reunion of it, bring it together and sort it out.
That's fair enough, I reckon.
Well done.
I feel amazed after that.
That's a strong start after holidays.
Yeah.
There's something that always makes me feel sick after I ingest it. What's on random tonight?
Well, something very cool, Nug, that you might be interested in.
Seems unlikely.
No, I think you will be. Do you like go-karting?
Yeah.
How long since you've been on a go-kart?
We went for a work thing.
Oh.
Yeah, big car track.
Yeah,
right?
You were there too. That's right.
And
look, I
went okay.
I
think you lapped me several times.
Well, my theory always
that's not hard the way you drive.
No. I've never seen somebody indicate.
I didn't want to roll it.
In a go-kart.
Oh, wow.
No, I do like go-karting.
Well, there's something coming to Sydney with go-karting versus snow.
I think that's called a crash.
No, that's called fun times.
Really?
So I'm going to give you all the details about that. But after my holiday, I want to talk about holidays that have blown your mind. Fraser Island, went there for the holiday. Mm. You've seen pictures, you've seen videos. Yeah, great, awesome, nice. Until you go there, wow.
Yeah, okay.
Where have you been that you've just, this is ridiculous.
I've got one experience of that. Because, you know, I generally just, everything in my life.
But I thought
just
you don't
whatever.
Go anywhere.
Well, no, the first time I ever went to Queenstown, New Zealand. Oh. I'm not a photo taker.
Yeah.
There's a running joke in our house that if my beautiful wife was to ever go missing, we'd have to draw a picture of her.
Yeah.
Because she takes all the photos.
Okay.
And anyone who knows when you land at Queenstown at the airport, you know this, Albie, you've been to Queenstown. You land, you don't walk into the terminal, you walk across the tarmac.
Right.
And when you land in Queenstown, you're completely surrounded
majestic
by
mountains.
A mountain range called the Remarkables.
Oh,
and
wow.
We walked out of the, got out of the aeroplane, and I'm standing on the top of the metal steps to go down the stairs. I was so blown away by the natural beauty, I started taking photos. I don't take photos of anything ever. Yep. I've got four photos on my phone, and they're all of my toe infection. So I can show the doctor how it's progressing. But I literally was so overcome by how beautiful it was, I started taking photos.
Wow.
So, yeah, the first time I ever saw Queenstown in New Zealand was one of those actual, oh, my God, this is beautiful moments.
It's so crazy. Like Fraser and Eli Creek.
Yeah,
Lake McKenzie.
Nice part of the world, isn't
unbelievable.
It
is beautiful.
So holidays and destinations that have taken people's breath away.
Oh, yes.
I'll show you those photos of my toe soon.
No, thank you.
See you, Mikey.